Okay, the zodiac sign, there's altogether 12 of them. So I'll be highlighting to you who are the front runner and who are the ones that probably have got to take note. Okay, but don't worry, the 12 zodiac sign rules approximately around like 15%. Yeah. So if I say that it's not good, you know, don't despair. Okay. So, but, you know, use it as a precaution. Okay. So I'm going to start sharing screen one more time again. Who are the people of a tiger sign? So if you're a tiger this year, you share the same zodiac sign as Lady Gaga, Tom Cruise, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, Victoria Beckham, Robbie Williams, Marilyn Monroe, my God, you know, and Queen Elizabeth. And did you just see the handsome star down here? So he's like, you know, he stars in Twilight. Yeah, so Edward, you know, so they have got very strong tiger sign in their year itself. Okay, but what can the tiger sign, or, you know, what does it actually, how does it affect us? You know, it's actually purely based on this cycle. Like, wood produces fire. Fire people will help earth people. Earth people will help metal people. Metal people will help water people. And water people would help wood people. So basically, all this zodiac sign, they have got an element that is attached to them. For example, wood, tiger itself is actually a wood element, right? And so from the zodiac sign, not only your year have got the zodiac sign. In fact, the month, the day, the hour, you know, you have got different animal sign that is in your chart itself. So normally for a year itself, it rules our social circles, your network, followers, and friends. So the month itself, what does it encompass? It actually tells us about our bosses, our colleagues, career, you know, our family, sisters, brother, or father, or parents. Okay, so the day itself would determine the relationship and our spouse. And the hour, usually it will say the dreams, desire, investment, and children. Okay, so without much further ado, you know, so tiger, you know, is the emperor for this year. So whenever we say that it's like the duke arrival, what does that mean? It means that this year the boss is tiger. Okay, so if you're the friends of tiger, fantastic, you know, you will be able to benefit from the year influences. So this year itself, you have got a tiger, the intelligence star. So this year, you are the emperor. People look up to you for decision making. People comes to you for advice. Okay, so but if you're not in an advisory role, you know, it would not activate this star. Okay, so but the thing is that tiger and tiger, what happens? So if you're a tiger and this year the emperor is tiger, how do we have two tiger in the same household, right? And so what happened is that, you know, no matter what is it, the emperor is still have whole seniority. So what happened? That means this year there might be disputes with your bosses, with the senior people around you, maybe your seniority, like maybe your parents and stuff. So, but the seniority, bosses and people are definitely on a, you know, is how should I put it? You know, it's on a more advantage position than you. So we have got to be a little bit more humble and, you know, just to avoid conflicts, because there's sword age, there's hidden corpse, you know, so all these elements are petty fights. Okay, petty fights, and then things would start to, you know, like deteriorate if we were to go on to any disagreement or argument. Yeah, so take care of your health this year, our tiger friends. Okay, and so, you know, the tiger itself, this is a year where either you are in the, you know, like a good position, you know, like if you were to, you know, be the bosses of the year, if you are the bosses of the company, this is a very good year for you to be in charge. All right, so take note of, activate this star, otherwise even the good luck comes to you, you know, 0 times 0 equals 0. Okay, so the lucky colors, you know, would be blue, gray, and orange, and 1, 3, 4 would be your lucky number. So ox, last year is the ox here. So this year itself, ox will be able to enjoy the rich matchmaker star. So which means that this year itself, right, you will meet the love of your life. Okay, so if you're single, this year is the year where you need to go out there and be, and you know, like just use your charm to attract people into your life. All right. And so, but the thing is that if you are already married, please be careful of extramarital affairs. Okay. But you can channel this red matchmaker star into your career. That is to attract more people to come in into your life. Okay. So there is like golden carriage. This is a money star. So this year is a fantastic year for you to make that money. Okay, and heavenly doctor. So if you have got, you know, some illnesses or there's pregnancy, just here you can meet very, very good doctors. Okay, so because there is this encompass, this illness star, so probably it will be, you know, from last year. So this year, you know, reach out to doctors, you know, you'll be able to meet the good ones. Okay, so lonesome star. Why is it contradicting to the rich matchmaker star that we mentioned earlier? For Ox itself, you know, they encompass a lonesome star in their chart already. Okay. So if you were to stay at home and not go out to meet people, you will not be able to activate the rich matchmaker star. In Chinese, we call it Hong Ran, you know, Hong Ran Xing Dong. So it's an element where you can meet the right one. But if you always stay at home, how are you going to meet the right one, right? So make sure that, you know, you get rid of this, lonesome feeling that you want to stay at home. You know, it's go out there and meet people, okay? So do not lend money to people. Investments-wise, have got to be very, very careful, okay? So thank God you have got the golden lock, right? So this year itself, you'll still be able to, you know, like, invest in real estate, but make sure, check the past transaction history to make sure that, you know, you're not buying above valuation, okay? So look out for, like, you know, the undervalued property, you know, in order to avoid this. Okay, so the lucky numbers will be 1 and 4. What, yellow and green, will be good for you this year? So the next one, red. Red is considered as a cherry blossom star, you know, in the eyes of Chinese astrology. Okay, so it's a fantastic year for you to build new skill sets, build new relationship, and definitely a money-making year. Okay, but we have got to avoid going to funerals. And there's this goat blade. In Chinese, it's called yang ren. This would mean, like, there will be influences where we feel exceptionally stubborn. So normally, if let's say we have got this younger and this gold blade in our natal birth chart, it's not fantastic. That means, you know, this guy will be probably a little bit more stubborn, a little bit more, how should I put it? You know, like, would be more... you insist on certain stuff and you do not want to change your mind, you know, and that will spoil the harmony in the family. All right. So just take note, you know, do not insist on something. Always listen out to your family members or your colleagues. Okay. There's this calamity shower. So what is this? So that means when you travel, please make sure that, you know, there's no natural disaster. I will check the weather. All for now is check the COVID, right? You know, check the COVID of the countries that you are traveling to, because you're more prone to getting illnesses, you know, or getting injured, you know, when you travel. Okay. So, all right. So lucky stars, lucky numbers will be 2 and 3, blue, gold, and green. This is your color to use this year. But as I mentioned, this zodiac sign is like just one word out of our 8 words, right? So what is the actual color that is the best for you? We still need to have a look at your whole natal chart. Okay, we have got to check out what is your, the whole battle chart that you have in your life. Okay, so this one is just purely based on the zodiac sign itself. So rabbit itself, you have got like beautiful, sunshine, vitality, you know, so this is something that is good. So let's come to rabbit. When you have the sun in your chart, congratulations, because it's like the sun rises, there's so much clarity in your life, maybe career, love life, you know, if you're like handling issues, you know, this is the year where you can find solutions. Okay, there's Nobleman, there's Tian Yi Gui Ren, Heavenly E Star. So these are fantastic stuff for problem solving. And when you meet people, they are likely to give you the business. And this is a year, a good year that you can look for property, because it's a year where you have so many noblemen. You'll meet a good agent, you know, probably from Property Access. And then you'll be able to like meet up with like the right seller, you know, all the right buyers. Okay, so all the best for Rabbit. So there's a little bit of the negative part, that is the salty pool. Salty pool is not right there, it's not like the red matchmaker stuff. This is like more of a external opposite sex interference into your life that will disrupt you, that will make you confused. Okay, so this year for Rabbit itself is not really you have got to choose your partners very, very carefully. Okay, so normally how do we do the match? We use two date of birth to see whether do they really, really match with each other. So we are born with a certain personality, that's something that we might not be able to change, you know. And I always believe that, you know, when we match the compatibility of two person well, you can just be probably yourself if you were to meet the person who just, you know, supplement you. Okay, so maybe in your chart itself, you have got like maybe 60% of water, maybe born in winter. You will need like a fire person to come into your life to warm you up. Okay, and so it's all about the balance in our chart itself. So 3, 4, 6 are good numbers for you, and the lucky colors will be pink, red, purple, and blue. Okay, and the other one, let's come to dragon. All right, dragon in the Chinese astrology, it actually rules earth element. So earth element itself, this year is tiger. So what is tiger? Tiger is wood, right? Do you still remember what I mentioned to you earlier? So this wood itself will grow on earth, will grow on the soil. So dragon will be a little bit, probably is like an accident prone year. There's offending star, so we don't offend people. There's callousness that result in losing money, sky cry, separating age, you know. So this year, it might be a year probably like maybe your spouse might be posted overseas, or you have to leave the countries. Sky cry, how do we avoid it, you know? That means you might be crying more this year. But the thing is that if we were to be able, you know, to ward off all this, like accident prone, we can do induced bleeding, we can do checkups, we can do blood tests, you know, so that we bleed, so that to reduce the accidents, right? And sky cry, never mind, you can just watch some Korean drama, you know, to make yourself a little bit more emotional and cry it out, okay, to ward off, you know, this kind of influences this year. Okay, so 167 is good for you. Gold, silver, grayish, white is good as well. Right, the snake this year. Fantastic, Jade Hall, definitely good year to invest in real estate. Or selling off your property and change into probably a bigger house. So Jade Hall is actually an element where it will increase the value of your property. Okay? And the moon means that a female counterpart will be able to come into your life and help you with your career and in all aspects of your life. So which means your wife, your sisters, you know, your aunties, you know, these are the people that might be able to bring you luck. And Tai Chi Nobleman, you know, Tai Chi Gui Ren is actually an element that involves some mystical, mysterious kind of studies, which is like religion, feng shui, Chinese astrology. So probably, you know, for the snake people, this explains why you are here. So you're more intrigued by something which is non-natural. You know, so this year itself, you can actually pursue a religious career or do charity work, organize charity events to bring awareness to your company. Okay, so there's solitary stars, so take care of your immune system. Piercing road, make sure that, you know, there's no unsmart investment. Careful, you got to make sure that, you know, you invest wisely. Okay, and then there's this hook spirit. So these are basically like, you know, we don't offend people without knowing it. Okay, because as I said, tiger this year is like a naughty year where this tiger is a little bit, you know, it will create a little bit of issues here and there inevitably. Okay, so you just have to be exceptionally careful and make sure that your work is all done. You're protected, you know, protect yourself against any disputes or discrepancy. Yeah, so please take note of, okay? So the element itself, that is numbers that is good for you will be 2, 8, and 9, okay? So these are the these are the colors that is fantastic for you. So horse, fantastic. What happened is that horse itself is actually an element that is the same as the tiger. So basically it's the team, okay? So what does this mean? That means, so for this itself, basically you are the best friends of the emperor. And who is the emperor? The tiger. Okay, so this year itself, you know, congratulations, you have got four auspicious star. So you got golden law, imperial advisor, 3 stages, and general star. So let me go backwards. General star is an element where you can command people. So if you are bosses or your team lead, you lead the branch, you are a relationship manager, you know, have sales team under you, this is fantastic for you, because this is the year where you will be able to lead the soldier and, you know, attain new heights, and they are willing to listen to you. Okay, so what is 3 stages? That means it rise through the rank. It's fantastic, you know, because emperor tiger is your best friend, so you will be able to, you know, reach out to them easier, and that means you'll be able to reach out like to noble people. Okay, imperial advisor, there will be like good people advising you, like how can you go about your career. Okay, so the golden lock itself is also a money star. So this year is a year where you have got to make sure that, you know, you put in your 100% effort and do not take too many holidays, okay? But the thing is that horse and tiger actually combine to become fire. So you also need to check your chart to see whether this combination, does it help you or it will destroy you, okay? So please take note, all right? Because as I said, zodiac sign is only about like 12.5% to 15% of our whole chart, okay? So what is this 5 goals? So you'll be probably like a little bit more sensitive and feel like there's like something which is around us, okay? So avoid dark places, avoid funerals as well. Okay, so 2, 3, 7 are the lucky numbers, and lucky colors are green and yellow. Wow, so for goat itself, you have got beautiful stars, which is the sky happiness, national treasure, manly virtue, and the yellow flag. So what is all this? Sky happiness, sometimes if you have got sky happiness in your chart itself, you'll always be happy. You'll always have happy stuff coming into your life, okay? So what happened is that, you know, sky happiness, if you do not have that in your chart, it's all right. You have that for the whole year, okay? So you will encounter happy things, you know, in the whole of this year, okay? And what is national treasure? National treasure is an element where you can have the seal, you know, because all this Chinese astrology actually originated 1,000 years ago. So last time when you have the seal from the emperor, what happened? You have a passport to everywhere, okay? So how to activate this? You got to be out there, be seen, go out there, meet people, okay? You'll be able to meet people to activate this star, okay? So manly virtue, this is like if you were to encounter any issues, there will be still benefactor helping you out. And it's just that the yellow flag, what does that mean? That means it's like, you know, in the old ancient time, how do they notify that the enemy is coming? So usually they have got this yellow flag, you know, so they will wave it at the fortress and to notify that, oh, you know, the enemy is coming. Okay, so this year itself, you know, there is this little star that might means that there can be a little bit of issues or trouble. Okay, so make sure that, you know, all your contractual work, you are protected, and be triple careful with whatever that you have got to deal with. Okay, so there can be a little bit of obstacles this year, but it's all right, you know. So there can be a little bit of competitions, you know, so do not start any risky business. Okay, so do charity work or donate blood, which can transform your luck. So numbers 2, 7, brown, red, and purple is your lucky color. Okay, so the next one is monkey. Monkey this year itself is very unique. This is it's very rare that animal sign that clash with the emperor can still benefit from going against the emperor. This would explains because monkey eats metal. And this year, tiger is actually a wood. So the monkey just simply chopped the wood down. Okay, so you will win the emperor this year. Okay, so unlike tiger, remember, tiger, you got to take a back seat. You know, whereas monkey, you can just go full on. You know, but please be careful and to avoid any conflicts and disputes, okay? Because this clash, although you win the emperor, but the thing is the emperor is still, you know, he wouldn't be happy that, you know, you win them. Okay, so just make sure that, you know, you do not offend anybody, you know, in the process of like, you know, like striving to your destination. So you got Sky Horse, you can do business overseas, and you can reach out to foreigner clients, you know. So, and eight seats, when you have got this star, it means that you have could engage a lot of your social media, a lot of your Instagram, TikTok, Facebook to do your marketing, okay. So this is a star where people can actually turn it into money, okay, using social media platforms, all right? So you got a lot of relief star, fantastic, you know, so things can help you to mitigate situations, all right? So what is the academy? The academy is an element where it will help you to improve your studies. So if you have got a monkey child, not monkey child, the zodiac is monkey, this year, yeah, they can do well. Yeah. So this year itself, you can meet like good teachers to help your children to progress. Okay. But the negative side, as I mentioned, because it clashes with the tiger emperor, it is opposite. So this can bring decrease in your resource, including money. So you might feel that it's not enough return for the work that you put in. So it is not a year really to like compete with people. So you just need to be very patient and try to keep a harmonious relationship with the people, okay? This is super important, yeah? Okay, because this is not the cherry blossom category. This is an element where really things can happen. So just be exceptionally careful. 4 and 9 is good for you, okay? So white, blue, and gold are very good colors as well. Rooster, oh, congratulations, Rooster. This is one of the good stars in the year of 2022. So do you remember just now, you know, we mentioned like the dragon, you know, is not having a good time this year. But if you were to find a rooster counterpart, a rooster partners, you will be able to, you know, manifest and, you know, take advantage of the combination. Okay, so go around and look for your rooster buddies. Okay, because this rooster is fantastic this year. You have got emperor leadership role. You got a dragon virtue, so it's a problem-solving star. And you got heavenly chef. So this year, there's a lot of social functions, a lot of events that you'll be invited to probably, you can use these events to mingle, socialize, network, and bring, you know, and bring your career to a new height, okay, that you'll be able to meet good people as well from there. So Long De, dragon virtue is super auspicious. Yeah, so things will go your way. Helpful people will show up at the right time. So you will enjoy good money luck. All right. So I hope that, you know, in this room, there's a lot of rooster. Yeah. Okay. So 5, 7, 8, good for you. Gold, brown, and yellow is good for you as well. So the dog itself, you have this elegant seal. So this year, you have got to make sure that, you know, you concentrate into the creativity feel of your career. So if you are in fashion line, you know, it's fantastic. So there's a little bit of, you know, things that we have to take note of, which is the white tiger. So what is white tiger? You know, this year is not lucky for long distance travel. Watch out for accidents, illness, and relationship issues, okay? You see here, I got to, so sorry that I've got to repeat so many times. You got to avoid arguments or fighting with other people. Okay, because this year is a tiger, they can be more aggressive animals. So do not let this element, you know, do not. So we have to be mindful of ourselves that we do not get agitated and fight with people. Okay, so 3, 4, 9, green, red, purple is good for you. So let's go to the pig. This year, pig is one of the good luck as well. Because you're the ultimate match with the zodiac sign. So pig and tiger, they are the ultimate match. You'll be probably asking me like, why? What what is that? You know, how can a pig and tiger be good friends? So as I said, this Chinese astrology using all this zodiac sign, all the animals are purely algebra of feng shui and bazi. So you would need to learn to decode what is a pig. Pig is actually a yang water. And then what is a tiger? Is a yang wood. You know, so the both of them can actually complement each other. All right. So use a lot of 258, yellow, gray, brown, gold. All right. So before I move further, all right. So there can be like, you know, like for zodiac sign itself, very much importantly, we got to see, are you in the same team with your colleagues, your husband, your wife, your children? So a lot of times conflicts happen when we are not in the same team. Okay, so apart from knowing like what stars, you know, is in store for you this year I'm going to share with you a little bit more to see how do we tell what is the compatibility team. Okay, so in Chinese astrology itself, when we come across like tiger, let's start off with tiger. Who are your friends? Your friends will be people in, you know, like, for example, horse and dog. So these are your friends element, okay? So if you were to find somebody of this element, you'll find that, hey, you can bounce off ideas a lot more. You can help each other. You know, the synergy is fantastic. The chemistry is fantastic. You know, you don't, like, really go against each other. However, and what I mentioned earlier as well, you know, this combination combines to become fire. You got to find out this combination, do you need fire in your chart? So if you don't need fire in your chart, this combination may not be good for you this year. Okay, so which later, you know, for the balance of the 50 minutes, I will be going through with you how to see whether what do you need and what do you not need. Okay, so and another team, like their best friends, you know, there can be element of monkey, rat, and dragon. So these are good friends, okay? And the other element would be rabbit, pig, and also goat. So this element are good friends as well. So basically, out of the 12 zodiac sign, there we actually team them up into groups of three and four groups of three. And then the last group would be snake, rooster, and cow. Okay, so these are the elements where they will usually gel a little bit better. Okay, so regardless of whatever element that you are in, these people are the element where, you know, the chemistry or the attractiveness, you know, can be present. Okay, so in the olden days, you will hear people like, oh, you know, if you're of a dog element, please don't marry a dragon husband. Or if you're a rat, please don't marry a horse, a woman. You know, it will clash. So these are all because each individual zodiac sign have got a certain element that is encompassed with the animal sign. So basically, animal sign is just the algebra to represent this ancient element. Okay, right. So I hope that, you know, like, you'll be able to understand, like, oh, actually all the zodiac sign are just, they have got different element which is attached to them, you know. So basically when we talk about the year of, let's say, like just now, one of the best star, you know, it is like pig and rooster, you know. So they are actually, what are they? They're actually like water and also metal sign. Okay, so we have to very much find out what other element do you have in your own chart?
Here are some reminders before you go. For a private consultation with Venus, follow her on Instagram through the handle Venus Lisiak and contact her on WhatsApp through these numbers. Please do also follow our social media. On Facebook, that's Property Access Philippines, and on Instagram, that's @PropertyAccessPH.